Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. We're going to talk a little bit today about the Iowa Farm Bureau's Food and Farm Index. They've recently done the spring session of the poll and talked a little bit with folks about around the state of Iowa about their impressions about a few different things. A lot of it has to do with food and the availability we have here locally. Zach Bader with the Iowa Farm Bureau is with us here this morning. He was involved in this process. Zach, how are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
You bet. Hey, tell folks, what was your involvement in this part of the process?
Yeah, so I was involved in and have been for the last 9 years on this in the development of the survey instrument itself, which we work with the Harris Poll on, and they actually conduct the poll. But we work with them on the development of this and then the analysis on the back end as well. Again, the Harris Poll provides analysis, and we participate in that as well. So kind of from start to finish on it.
Sure. What's the benefit of having these numbers in front of you?
Yeah, so there's a lot of numbers out there, polls on different things that are nationwide. It's kind of nice to narrow in and specifically ask. In our case, we're asking people who are the primary grocery shoppers for their household. So Iowans between the ages of 20 and 60 with a primary or shared household grocery shopping responsibilities. And we're asking them specifically about their purchasing habits and attitudes. So we can really get that specific Iowa perspective from that very specific Iowa audience. And so that's the benefit of doing your own poll versus taking from somewhere else.
You bet. Well, and there's also a rural life poll that goes on out there too. But this is not that. This is more specific.
Yeah, this is specific to those grocery shoppers and what motivates them. Who do they trust? If they understood these facts about real meat, milk, and eggs, if they understood these facts about ethanol, would that change their perspective on anything? And so it's kind of nice to be able to dig into those food and farming-related issues with Iowans and get their firsthand perspective.
You bet. Well, it sounds, looking at the details here, that a lot of the answers to those questions you just posed is basically simply yes. It all does matter. Talk a little bit about some of the overriding issues that you found here with regard to, let's start with price, because inflation's top of the mind. We all know, we've all gone to the grocery store, among other places, and we know the prices of everything seems to be on the rise these days. That's got to be an important factor to folks.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, we've been conducting this survey for 9 years, and price has always been important when we ask about which factors influence your decision to purchase meat, milk, and eggs. That's always somewhere near the top. But this year, it's not only the top most important factor for purchases of meat and dairy. Additionally, 8 in 10 shoppers, so 79% of them, said that they are now concerned about that the number one concern that they have about food production is government regulation that may increase food costs. And again, so 79% said that is their concern for them. That's up from 62% who said the same thing in last year's survey. And so to put that in even a little bit more perspective, that factor, government regulation that increases food costs, was the sixth most concerning issue on the list last year. It was the first most concerning issue on our list this year. So clearly, we're always all been, you know, somewhat price sensitive Iowans in the past, you know, but it's really coming out, especially in the survey.
Iowans are very aware of some of the causes of some of these price increases.
Yeah, I think we've all heard more about the supply chain in the last couple of years here than maybe we'd ever heard for the rest of our lives, I guess. I mean, I don't know that too many of us threw around that term before the last couple of years. So I think everyone's aware that, you know, these pinch points in the supply chain are influencing our food, they're influencing other products as well. And when they see it and it hits them in a real meaningful way like it has here, then it shoots to the top of the list in terms of things that you're concerned about.
You bet. Well, price wasn't the only thing that showed up on the list, too. You know, we hear a lot about some of the places like Iowa where we have the four seasons where we have to suffer through winter, and sometimes we get a little tight around the belt here and there, and maybe we don't show up in some of those other polls as being as in healthy a shape as some other places that have an opportunity to be outdoors, you know, 12 months out of the year. But we are concerned about nutrition, and it does play a part, a pretty big part, it looks like, in the choices that we make in the grocery store.
Absolutely. So as specifically as it pertains to meat, milk, and eggs, so we asked these Iowa grocery shoppers, does your family consume meat, milk, and eggs? How often does that happen, that type of thing? And so 96% of the households in Iowa, according to the survey, say that they consume meat at least weekly. 94% consume dairy at least weekly. And nearly 9 in 10 of those grocery shoppers say that those real meat and milk products are healthy options for them. And alluding to what you're saying there, Jim, the more they learn about the nutritional attributes of those products, the more likely they are to say that they would consume more of those. In fact, 2/3 of shoppers said that they were likely to consume more meat and dairy after we told them things like, hey, did you know that zinc, for example, the majority of zinc that you get in your diet probably comes from meat. Zinc is important for the proper functioning of your immune system. Did you know that the iron that comes from real meat is easier to absorb for your body than iron from other sources? And iron is important for a variety of things, but helping your body use oxygen, vitamin B12, complete protein. The highest quality protein comes from real meat, milk, and eggs. The more they learn those types of things, the more likely they are to say, I'd want to consume more of that type of product. So absolutely, price is top of mind, but also having a better understanding of what those products do for you from a nutritional perspective also is eye-opening and moves the market as well.
Sure. Well, I can't speak for other parts of the state, but here in Southwest Iowa, in the last 10, 15 years, we've seen farmers markets grow from just being kind of the old-fashioned farmers markets to being events and almost festival-like in some cases, with a lot more than just tomatoes and onions and green peppers and things like that. There are meats. There are all kinds of different types of prepared, locally prepared foods. They've really kind of exploded. Is that show up? That kind of an attitude in this survey, and that people are looking for not just nutritious stuff, but stuff that they know was grown locally.
Absolutely. I think you see that trend nationally and you hear about it, and it definitely shows up in here as well. Interest in farmers market, also interest in locally processed meats. Partially an existing trend and partially accelerated by the early end of the pandemic we had there with supply chain issues and things like that. Just the issue or the interest in that locally grown meat, those local processors being able to do that. And of course, we know that in the state here, there's been more of an emphasis on helping those folks, helping those facilities, those small local facilities get up and running as well. So I think there definitely is some keen interest in getting back and buying from that Iowa farmer that they're familiar with and who they trust, by the way. The survey shows year after year just how much trust these Iowa grocery shoppers place in Iowa's farmers. This year it was 92% who said that they place trust in farmers, and that consistently comes back in the 90s every single year. So people feel good about Iowa farmers, and so it's not surprising that they would want to seek out their food directly from them as well.
Well, typically, we all want to be part of a winning team. I mean, that's kind of the goal in everything that we do. And when we see that, we're growing good, healthy products that are reasonably priced, that are right here where we can source it out locally, it just makes sense folks would want to jump on board.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of, and it comes through in this survey and other surveys I've seen as well, people are proud that that's part of our heritage, that that's part of our economy, that that's part of our communities, and agriculture, something you can see and you can feel good about as being an Iowan. And so in part to be connected to those foods that you feel good about, be connected to those people that you feel good about, but also feeling good about being a part of something bigger that's helping all of Iowa, I think you've got something there for sure.
You bet. Well, I know you talked about this particular index was more about meat, poultry, dairy, but I see ethanol kind of snuck in there too.
Yeah, we were curious. This is the first time we've asked this question about ethanol. And so, obviously the state had some big developments this year with a new ethanol standard. And so just curiosity for folks, asking questions like, hey, if you knew that, ethanol can help reduce greenhouse gas emissions by roughly 40 to 50% compared to regular gasoline, did you know, when you consider the international issues that are going on and the availability of fuel overall, understanding that there's a homegrown cleaner burning source of fuel that you could tap into here? How do those things make you feel? And again, it kind of goes along with what we experienced with the food or the meat issue, right? The more they learned, the more they were likely to say, yeah, I'd want to consume more of that when I consider those things. And so I think it speaks to a larger opportunity that we all have to just understand what those benefits are to our lives, to our overall community and the entire state. Understanding that's important.
Zach, since you've been involved in this for all 9 years of this index, is there anything this year that jumped out that really maybe kind of surprised you a little bit more?
I think it was that price component, number one. The other interesting thing that we did is a crosstab this year. So we do ask the question of, you know, folks who are interested in imitation products as well. And so we tried to get to the, you know, understanding some of that. And then even some of those folks who said maybe they were interested in imitation meat products or that type of thing. What was fascinating to me is that they were, and I just mentioned to you that once people learn about the nutrition of real meat, milk, and eggs, they are likely to increase their consumption of those, right? So these even the folks who said that they had expressed some sort of interest in imitation products, they were just as likely as their counterparts to say that when they learned about the real meat, milk, and eggs, they were just as likely to say they would increase their consumption. So it's not just exclusive to people who already were, you know, meat eaters and only meat eaters, that type of thing. Even those who are interested in other products that are out there, when they learn about the nutrition of those real meat, milk, and eggs, they're likely to increase their consumption as well. So I think, again, it's that nutrition message is one that plays well with us regardless of how predisposed we are to wanting to eat meat and how much we're wanting to eat in the first place.
You bet. Well, as long as we have a grill in the backyard, we'll enjoy our summer.
Yeah, you bet.
Very good. Zach Bader with the Iowa Farm Bureau. Hey, thanks, Zach. Appreciate the time here today. It's fun to look at some of the numbers and in some ways kind of back up what we already thought about and what we really kind of thought we knew.
Yeah, it's always fun to go through there. And again, test those assumptions that you have and go through and take a look, and happy to do that with you here today, Jim.